Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 634.
Today, Charles asks,
what was the last movie television show that you watched that you absolutely loved?
I'm currently working my way through Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams on Amazon Prime, and the episode Safe and Sound I saw 2 days ago, and it was beautiful and perfect and so f***ing freaky. And it is still churning around in my head. I absolutely loved it, and I was very annoyed that I didn't write it. Those are my favorite kinds of films, because if I'm very annoyed that I didn't write it, there's something in there I can learn from, and so I will probably watch it about 34 more times over the next year. But no, I loved it. It was beautiful, and it was fired on all cylinders. The writing was tight. The underlying theoretical basis for what was going on was absolutely correct and pulled from historical incidents that I'm very familiar with. The acting was top-notch. The atmosphere and the design were extremely well executed, and it handled the suspense and pacing perfectly. It's very rare to see something that close to perfect, but that was pretty close. It was pretty close on all technical levels, and it also resonated very deeply with me, which is, it's all you can ask. It was great. So, Safe and Sound, episode of Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. The series as a whole is a little hit and miss, but it's more hit than miss. It's like a bit of a mashup between Dark Mirror and The Outer Limits, I guess. It tonally pulls from each well really well, and because it's Phil Dick, it's always thought-provoking and interesting, even when it doesn't quite work. Highly recommended. Run by Ronald D. Moore, who was the showrunner for Deep Space Nine and Battlestar Galactica. And because it's an episodic series, we don't have to worry about finding out at the end that it was all God's plan to help humans breed with the Neanderthals. So we'll be saved from that eventual failure mode that is characteristic of Ron Moore, because that's the only characteristic failure mode of his I've been able to find so far. So since the structure of this series prevents that from happening, I'm all in. It's really great. Thank you very much, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.